This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to hour number two. The root is on fire. The two strangest news stories of the week. I just got to go back to the well with one of them, and another one I'll introduce for the first time. Southern California City, Palm Springs, to give transgender and non-binary residents up to $900 per month in universal basic income. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Who just wakes up one day and says, let's give money away because somebody is confused whether they have a penis or a vagina? And how about non-binary? Hold on. I got to do this right in front of everybody. Hold on. I'm going to get my trusty iPhone. Hold on a sec. My trusty iPhone. And I'm going to look up the definition of non-binary. Because I have no idea what that means. Basically, you're a frog. You can switch from male to female, I guess. Non-binary. New gender pronouns. Non-binary. Let's see if we can get it. Being non-binary. Here we go. Being non-binary, non-binary is an umbrella term to describe people who identify with a gender outside of the gender binary. This is very confusing. And can be categorized under the trans umbrella term, although not all non-binary people identify as trans. The word non-binary describes a wide array of different identities which fall outside of the gender binary and can be related to or completely separate from male and female gender identities. Do you have any idea what that means? Does anyone have any idea what the F these people are talking about? How could anyone survive around people like this? How could you be in a room with people like this? How could you hire people like this? How could you live near people like this? Crazy. They're all mentally ill. They're crazy as a loony bin. And then the funniest story of the week is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's hoping to lure Florida residents back to New York after the entire New York ran away to Florida. Now he wants to lure them back by promising to teach kindergartners about transgender and sexual identity issues. I mean, these people are sick in the head. And this will teach you to vote for any quote-unquote moderate Democrat. Because Eric Adams is a former cop who tried to act like he was a common-sense moderate Democrat. And by the way, there is no Don't Say Gay campaign. Wayne Root, as an example, I've never been anti-gay in my life. You want to be gay, be gay. Go be gay in your bedroom. Screw all the men you like if you're a man. Screw all the women you like if you're a woman. Screw all the things you like, the its you like if you're transgender. I don't care. Have fun. I don't care. Get drunk, do drugs. I don't care. As long as you don't affect my life. This is where I'm libertarian. But see, when you try and brainwash my children, indoctrinate my children into your sick lifestyle, then I do care, because then you are affecting my life dramatically. That was my libertarian. When I ran for the libertarian presidential nomination and won the VP and wound up on the presidential ticket, I was the one asked to go to the gay parade. They asked me, go to the San Francisco gay parade, sit in the convertible and wave to the crowd as the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. And I did that. I was shocked by what I saw. I didn't always like what I saw, but I did it. And I would never, ever dare stop someone from being gay and making out and tongue-kissing each other. You want to do that, it may make me want to vomit, but I wouldn't stop you from doing it. I'm not so sure that gays and lesbians don't want to vomit when they see a man and a woman tongue-kissing each other. Maybe they think we're weird. I don't know. I don't really care. Live and let live. I may want to vomit, but you can do it. And you may want to vomit, but I can do it. With a woman, like a normal person does it. No problem. We can all do it. As long as you don't, infiltrate the other person's life and cause them pain, you should be allowed to do what you want to do in the privacy of your bedroom. But nobody ever said it's okay to educate kindergartners, five-year-olds, about men's penises and women's vaginas, and you can switch. Who teaches that to kindergartners through third graders? That's not okay. That's not fine. That's infringing on my rights. The same way, I happen to think religion is, is for the most part, it's got its negatives, but for the most part, it's good for the average kid. Going to church is good. Going to temple is good. It instills basic values in kids. And I think more than not, it's good for people to go to church. It's good for kids to be raised as Christians, as an example, for the most part. But I do think there's something called a separation of church and state. And liberals have fought for that for decades. You've got to separate church and state. They say schools cannot preach Christianity, as an example. Schools can't preach Jesus Christ, as an example. They don't want the words God even mentioned in school. And while I disagree with all that, isn't it funny that they don't think it's the role of public school to preach religion, separation of church and state? So why would it be the role of the same public schools to get involved with sex and sexual identity and transgender? None of your business. That's parents' business to teach religion, and it's parents' business to teach faith in God, and it's parents' business to teach morality, and it's parents' business, not schools, to convince their kids what's good and what's bad. Changing sexual identities, transgender, lesbian, gay, it's up to parents, not you, public school teachers. Now, as you know, in Florida, there are actually public school teachers who are so offended that they've passed a law that won't allow them to convince Jane to be Johnny and Johnny to be Jane. Jack and Jill went up the hill and they came down as one. Jack came down with a penis and a vagina. That's what they want to believe. These people are whacked out of their minds. But there are teachers that when they found out this law passed, they are giving up the teaching profession. Well, good riddance, because you're sick in the head. We don't want you teaching our children. You're nuts. Go home and play with yourself, but don't go near my children. I don't want you near my children. So when Mayor Adams of New York City buys an ad campaign with taxpayer money to put billboards up in Florida to lure Floridians back to New York by promising to teach transgender and sexual identity to kindergartens, anybody who'd be willing to leave, Florida should give them a standing ovation. They should give them money to relocate. The people of New York should freak out that you're using taxpayer money for such a stupid thing. Nobody's coming back to New York. Nobody wants your freaking taxes. Nobody wants your regulations. No one wants your joblessness. No one wants your bleak skies. No one wants your cold, crappy weather. Nobody wants your traffic. And definitely nobody wants the Mets. Joke. What a joke that anybody would go back to New York. Who'd go back to New York? I'm a Yankee fan. I wouldn't go back to New York for the Yankees. You know what you do? You live in Florida, you live in Nevada, you live in Texas, and you buy on cable TV a subscription to watch Yankees games. You don't need to go there ever again. Screw New York and their filthy subways and their disease everywhere and their homeless everywhere and their massive crime much of which is by homeless people. Who'd want to live in New York? Yuck! And I was born there, and I was raised there. Lived there till I was 26. Yuck! New York's disgusting. Disgusting place. And he's trying to get people who left New York to come back to New York. No one's coming back, Eric, sorry. But what is going to happen is I believe that Disney is going to have big problems. Because I remember a few months ago, it was probably about 6 months ago around Christmas time, right? It was like Thanksgiving or so. That was about 6 months ago. That it came out that the Salvation Army was having critical race theory training for its employees that was preaching that white people were evil and white people need to apologize for being white and apologize for white privilege. And I don't think that got out in the mainstream media at all. And I don't even think it was out that big in conservative media. But people found out about it, a lot of conservatives, and they stopped dropping money in the Salvation Army's kettles. And the Salvation Army almost went broke, almost hit absolute bottom. And their revenues were down so much, or their donations were down so much, they had to apologize and say, this is never going to happen again. And I think at some point they said, this never happened, it's a lie, we're not doing critical race theory, we don't think white people are evil. They were apoplectic. They were on their knees begging you to come back and give money to the Salvation Army. But it never was a mainstream media issue. This Disney is now mainstream media because the mainstream media is trying to brainwash people into believing that it's okay to groom young children into a life of transgenderism in kindergarten. And so they actually are so delusional. They're talking about this in the mainstream media as if you're supposed to support it. And by doing that, they're making everybody know this story. And I believe every family in America is going to go, yuck! I want to vomit. I'm never going near Disneyland again. I'm never going Disney World again. I'm never going to watch Disney again. Goodbye, Disney. Bye-bye.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allen Roots, welcome back to the show, The Roots on Fire. Here's an example of everything wrong with society. I mean, this is, you know, a lot of my very religious Christian friends tell me this is the end times because the Bible says when the end times come, you'll know it because what's right is wrong and what's upside down is right side up and what's square is flat and what's circular is flat. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything's opposite. And so this story in the Vegas newspaper is indicative of everything wrong. Firearms instructor charged with murder after shooting car thief. And don't forget, suspected car thief. How come the onus is always on the criminal? He was in the car stealing your car. He's not a suspected car thief. He's an effing car thief. He's a piece of garbage. And a firearms instructor is a good, hardworking, taxpaying, wonderful person. And he sees someone stealing his car, shoots him, he's charged with murder. Carlos Viena was booked at the Clark County Detention Center, 34 years old, on a single count of murder with the use of a deadly weapon. This happened on February 13th, shooting of Stanley Marks, 38 years old. Stanley Marks was shot at 12:30 p.m. outside of a warehouse. The warrant for Viena, meanwhile, describes him as a firearms instructor and possessor of a federal firearms license. Before heading to work, Viena told police he was picking up several firearms from his office when he heard his car start outside. He ran outside and saw Marks in the Mercedes starting to drive away. Viena then told police Marks started driving in his direction. Viena stated he was thinking, I need to make this guy stop. Viena fired two shots in Marks, who died in an area hospital. I call him a hero. That's like right out of a TV show. He's a hero. Police looked at surveillance video that showed Viena was out of the vehicle's path when he fired at Marks. Police said in the warrant, Viena was on the driver's side of the vehicle and out of the vehicle's path. He then went to his office and called 911. You know, I'm sick of this stuff. Someone steals your car, and you see them driving towards you, and you shoot them. That's called good. That's called one less scumbag piece of garbage in the world. And this guy who did the shooting is a good guy. And his life was just ruined. That's it. He's ruined. He's being charged with murder. Even if he gets off, he'll probably go to jail for 5 years for manslaughter. And he'll spend $200,000 in legal fees, so he's broke. And that's why the criminals get away with everything. Because you can't shoot them, but they could shoot you. And if they shoot you, they get represented for free by a public defender. You have to put your house up and sell it and have nothing left for your kids and your wife so you can afford the legal fees to defend yourself so you don't go to jail for the rest of your life. Every liberal DA lets everybody out. It's like a carousel. You know the horsey carousels at kids' parks? It's like you murder someone, you get right out. You shoot someone, you get right out. You stamp someone, you get right out. But this guy defends his property and his car outside his own office. Oh, he won't get out. They'll leave him in jail to rot in solitary for the rest of his life. Like the people who participated in January 6th, none of whom did anything that's anything more at worst than a misdemeanor. And they're in solitary for a year and a half. Having crap thrown at them by prisoners and called racists. This is America, so this is the end times, because this is the opposite of all truth. The opposite of everything good is happening. It is crazy. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Energized Health, my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee. At least one thing's going right. Everywhere I go, everyone says, holy crap, you look fantastic. Holy crap, you look thin. Holy crap, you look younger than you looked 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, my life, the way I look has dramatically changed. And I didn't have any plastic surgery, so it's not from that. I do get my Botox with my favorite Dr. Hurdy. But other than Botox, I've never done anything different. I've never had plastic surgery, and everybody's shocked at how different I look. And I've done nothing other than Energized Health. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body, dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscles in 88 days, and I look great. And that was 16 months ago. 16 months later, I still look the best of my life. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now that's credibility. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that is simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you could be. And right now it's 40% off when you mention WAR. Wayne Allyn Root, the decisive action WAR discount. Take action and get the discount. 40% off, just say WAR. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll free 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, WAR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
WAR now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Secretary of State says Russian forces are on a deliberate path to cause harm to civilians in Ukraine. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews, Anthony Blinken saying the reports from Ukraine and the evidence of war crimes is there for the entire world to see.
What we've seen in Bucha is not the random act of a rogue unit. It's a deliberate campaign to kill to torture, to rape, to commit atrocities.
Sacramento police are announcing a third arrest after Sunday's mass shooting. Davion Dawson was arrested Monday. During the arrest, the gun was recovered. The Sacramento Bee is reporting Dawson is not charged with any crimes directly related to the shooting. He is facing a charge of being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
All right, Way Down the Roots. The Roots on fire coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. And soon I will have an announcement about a Wayne Root TV show. We're getting very close. A Wayne Root TV show is coming to a TV set near you. Oh, boy, liberals must be really happy. Their heads are exploding right now. By the way, my last rant in the last segment, I talked about separation of church and state that liberals love so much. You can't mention God at school, but they have no problem converting your child to transgender. And I went on about how it was comparable to separation of church and state. And someone just emailed me, Stephen, and he's got a great line. He said, you're talking about separation of sex and state. Exactly. If you could separate church and state in schools, then why would we not demand separation of sex and state? It's not a public school system's job to groom children to be gay, lesbian, or transgender. It is not a public school system's job to indoctrinate or brainwash children to become transgender or switch their sexual identity. Separation of sex and state. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray, our favorite CBD company. Sons of Liberty has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. You know about all the studies that show that mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D, and I'm just guessing here that vitamin D is good for almost any kind of immune disorder, not just COVID. It's good for any immune disorder as far as reducing the seriousness or the lethality of any illness you may have. Vitamin D looks like a fantastic vitamin product. Their vitamin D3 spray means no more pills to swallow. It provides 15,000 IUs, a megadose daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go. SonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product they offer forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go SonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off. Go SonsOfLiberty.com. All right, got a great guest, Captain Sam Brown, running for United States Senate here in Nevada, former United States Army captain. Website, CaptainSamBrown.com. Captain Sam, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. As everyone asks me, the first thing I say is I'm doing great, but the country is failing miserably. It's pretty sad watching what's happening in front of us. Where do you stand, by the way? I know we've got quite a few things to get to, but this new law in Florida that the wonderful Governor DeSantis just pushed through, and he is fabulous, and it is fabulous. It's not anti-gay. I've never been anti-gay in my life, but I certainly don't want my children from kindergarten to third grade to be taught, you know, transgender ideology or sexual identity change ideology. I think it's brilliant. It should be brought to Nevada and every state in the country.
Yeah, that sort of indoctrination has no place in our schools. And that's, you know, one of the pillars of our U.S. Senate campaign platform, which is, you know, schools should be about education, not indoctrination. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, I've got a real issue with parents across this country. When are parents going to step up and start taking on the responsibility of ensuring that their children, are taught the values and principles that are important to that specific parent? And let schools and teachers focus on, you know, the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And then that has no place in the schools, in my view.
I agree. You got the right answer. Good answer, Captain Sam Brown. By the way, how is your Senate campaign going? You're up against someone who's got a very big name in Nevada. Laxalt is a famous name, and Adam Laxalt's the candidate, but he is the son and the grandson of two famous politicians. And so the question is, how is your campaign going? You were the unknown quantity coming in, and you made a lot of noise with some good fundraising, but tell me how the campaign's going.
Yeah, you know, it's going great, and largely because Nevadans in a very organic, grassroots level are activated to support something different. I think it's not just me who is tired of the career politician who has continued to fail us time and time again. People are looking for new conservative leadership, And, you know, that's what I'm leading on. And there is definitely a groundswell of support that is propelling us into a position that, you know, Adam Laxalt has never been challenged this way in a primary. And we're out there to win this on behalf of all Nevadans, but especially working class Nevadans who haven't had a real champion in years.
Why are you a better choice than Adam Laxalt? So I'll give you the forum.
Yeah. I'm accountable to the people. If you look at, you know, the campaign activity in terms of, you know, whether it's money, endorsements, engagement, my money has largely come, as the majority of it has come from in-state, from small dollar donors, people who are invested on average $63 a donor. And, you know, almost all of my campaign staff are local folks. There's very few exceptions of people who, you know, I brought in from outside of Nevada for very specific purposes. But you know, this contrast of the local homegrown Nevada campaign and candidate against D.C.'s candidate, which is Adam Laxalt. Most of his money has come from out of state, large dollar donors, lots of PAC money, all of his endorsements. Well, I shouldn't use the superlative. I mean, he might have one endorsement here or there in the state, but most of his endorsements are, you know, federal, you know, political celebrities. And at the end of the day, he has to import staff into the state largely, and these people are just disconnected. And so who are we accountable to is the point at the end of the day. I'm accountable to the people here, our actual voters, the people who are funding and working on my campaign. And Adam is accountable to D.C.
Let's get your thoughts. We're talking to Captain Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate here in Nevada, former U.S. Army captain. His website is CaptainSamBrown.com. Your thoughts on Supreme Court Justice nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson?
I would not vote to confirm her, and I think that we need to make this really simple. Are people going to be activist judges? Have they demonstrated a history of activism? And here's one of the things I'm really disappointed in some of our Republican senators.
Like Mitt Romney.
But even before this, Wayne, is we need to start taking all of these federal judge confirmations serious like we do a Supreme Court nominee. Because, look, we had a number of Republicans who voted to confirm her to the federal bench before this. Now, if we said, look, anyone that we're confirming him to federal judgeship could potentially be nominated for a Supreme Court, you wind up in these hypocritical situations where someone says, well, yeah, she's good enough for this judgeship, but not good enough for another. I think that we need to really start holding all these appointments up to a higher level of scrutiny and looking for people who are going to not be activist judges.
It's not just activist judges, Captain Sam Brown. It's, you know, are Republicans asleep at the switch as to what this person believes in? She had 10 different cases involving pedophiles and sexual perverts who were child molesters, and she literally gave the lightest possible sentence to all 10. Now, doesn't that set off alarm bells? What's going on in America here? These are people that support and feel nice towards perverts. These are people feel fuzzy and warm towards perverts and pedophiles. How do you elevate this person to the highest court in the land if you're a Republican?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't really need to be much more complicated than that. This doesn't pass the kitchen table, you know, litmus test. We have people who are dedicated to an ideology and a cause that is tearing our country apart at the seams. And we've got to take a stand against this. This is a time for fighters, people who will go into the foxhole and into the trenches on behalf of Nevadans and on behalf of Americans, not some career politician who's looking to just kind of, you know, get along with the club.
Yeah, I mean, I just every day a new issue comes along that shocks me that, you know, the Collins, the Murkowskis, and most importantly, the Mitt Romneys of the world, they're not Republicans. They only claim they're Republicans. But when you really need them for very important issues, they always side with the other side. It's so strange. Who would side with people who are, you know, weak on pedophiles? I just don't get it. Let's jump to your new TV ad, the time we have left.
Okay.
Well, I just we only have like a minute and a half left, right, Chris? Right, about a minute and a half.
Okay.
And you have a new TV ad out, and I just want to talk about your new TV ad. It emphasizes your service in Afghanistan. Tell everybody what happened in Afghanistan.
You know, when it was my honor to be able to lead America's finest in Afghanistan as a infantry combat leader. Unfortunately, you know, there's an enemy out there that has a say in how things go on the battlefield. There was an ambush against a friendly unit, and when a friendly force was under fire and needed support, we were there to support them. And look, I've run into the fire before to help fellow Americans, and I'll run into the fire again to help fellow Americans. I'm not going to blink.
Captain Sam Brown, we appreciate your service. God bless you. You're a great American. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Nevada. Former U.S. Army captain, suffered terrible injuries in Afghanistan, sacrificed for all of us. His website is CaptainSamBrown.com. Now he wants to be United States Senator for the great people of Nevada. Captain Sam Brown. Thank you, Sam. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. And, of course, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Roll. raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Always talks me down from the ledge like I'm Bubba the golden doodle. Easy, easy way, easy. He knows I get excited. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. It's funny because I'll interject a little side note here. Probably people are listening to my show from all over the United States and they're going, wait a minute, interest rates are going up. Nobody's buying a home anymore. Home sales are going to crash. Not if you're living in Florida, Texas, or Nevada, boy, or Tennessee. Those are the four states everybody's moving to. In Las Vegas, homes are selling like hotcakes. It's unbelievable. Every home has 30 offers within hours. Within hours of coming on the market. People are like, you know, fighting each other. Like they punch, they knock an old lady down in order to get in front of her to make the offer for a house. Because there's almost no inventory. There's no houses for sale. And the entire California, and a large portion of New York too, and a lot of Chicagoans are all moving to Nevada. And of course, more people are going to Texas and Florida than even Nevada. But there's no homes for sale here because nobody wants to leave. Income taxes are zero. Gambling's legal. We have the best shows, the best restaurants, the best golf courses, the best spas. It's kind of hard to leave. Sun's always out. Taxes are zero. Why would you want to leave? So everybody's trying to come here, and there's no way to get a house. So believe me when I tell you, home loans are important in certain places. If you live in New York, excuse me, if you live in Nevada or Texas or Florida or Nashville, Tennessee, that's another very hot town. Everybody's moving to Nashville, I hear. So home loans are very important. Boy, you got to get a good loan. And now you got a friend in the mortgage business. My friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to Americans just like you for nearly 20 years. They have worked on purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and also just evaluating your current situation and give you advice on what to do. So call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. You know, if you happen to be moving or refinancing in Nevada or a VA loan in Nevada, or a reverse mortgage in Nevada, or if you're in Texas, or if you're in Florida, fellowshiphomeloans.com. You're still interested in houses if you're in those places. Everybody's moving here. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 800-804-SAVE. I want to mention the Wainwright podcast. My video podcast is up at my website. My website is rootforamerica.com. And my audio podcast always available in all the places you download audio podcasts: iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or Spreaker. It is the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you will love my podcast. And then my website, rootforamerica.com, and my email, wainwright@gmail.com, where you listen to the show. Of course, usaradio.com, or go to rootforamerica.com. I've got a button at the top. Click on it. You're listening to my show live. Odyssey, get the app on your phone. At either App Store or Google Play, Odyssey is the number one streaming service for radio shows in the United States of America. I assume that means they're the biggest in the world. 40 million people listen to radio on Odyssey, and Odyssey now carries Wayne Allyn Root. All right, and my opinions on things going on all day long are on Getter, G-E-T-T-R. It's my new Twitter, Getter. At Wayne Root is my handle at Getter. But who knows? I may be back on Twitter soon, you know, with Elon Musk, who is like a breath of fresh air. I love this guy now. I used to not like him. I used to think he was a BS artist. You know, his cars were just not being delivered on time, as he made lots of, you know, brash predictions that were not correct. And I kind of thought that this guy is full of BS, but now he turns out to be the biggest pro-capitalist, pro-freedom guy. And I love the guy. And he turns out to be very good on the issue of internet censorship. And he just bought a 9% stake in Twitter. He's now the majority holder of Twitter stock. And he's going to get on the Twitter board, it looks like. And maybe me and President Trump will both get our, and many millions of other conservatives will get our Twitter accounts back. And for those who say to me, why would you want him back, Wayne? I'll tell you why. Because I'm someone who believes you want to reach as many people as you can. I had a big platform at Twitter and I had 155,000 fans. More importantly, I had 75,000 fans and I was being severely shadow banned. And then the election of 2020 happened. And from October of 2020 through December of 2020, right through the election, I added 80,000 fans to get me to 155,000. So at the pace I was going, I probably might have, you know, 750,000. A million fans now. And that's the reason they got rid of me. That's the reason they banned me for life. They couldn't take the fact that a conservative was breaking through their shadow bans and there were people finding me despite them shadow banning me. By the way, the latest Pfizer document dump shows the company had to hire 2,400 new employees to handle the wave of COVID vaccine adverse events. Wow. Due to large numbers, this is on their own document dump from Pfizer. Due to large numbers of spontaneous adverse event reports received for the product, we have authorized the processing of serious cases in order to meet expedited regulatory reporting timelines and ensure these reports are available for signal detection and evaluation activity. So they did multiple actions to help alleviate the large increase of adverse event reports, including hiring 2,400 new employees, meaning so many people are getting sick and dying and crippled and disabled from the Pfizer vaccine, they have to hire people to take all of their reports. Wow, that's some great vaccine, isn't it? Thanks, Pfizer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now.